This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new luxury train crossing Colorado will arrive in Utah today, finishing its maiden voyage. CPR's Gina Sieg says it travels between Denver and Moab.
The Rocky Mountaineers, Rockies to Red Rocks journey, is a two-day trip that costs more than $1,000. It comes with gourmet meals and an overnight stay in Glenwood Springs. Wendy McMichael is the train's manager.
This is about traveling, relaxing, taking in the scenery, letting us guide you through the experience by telling the stories of the terrain and the areas that we travel through.
The Rocky Mountaineer already has several routes in Canada, and McMichael says the pandemic gave the company the time to focus on adding its first U.S. route. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The health department that oversees Douglas, Arapaho, and Adams counties is considering a partial or universal mask mandate in schools, and it's holding a public hearing today. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The department says a mask mandate would slow the spread of COVID-19 and better protect children under 12 who can't get vaccinated. They also have concerns that students who voluntarily wear masks may get bullied. COVID-19 cases have risen considerably since late June and early July in the Tri-County Health Area. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Other Colorado school districts that have announced mask requirements in buildings with pre-K through 6th grade students include Cherry Creek and Adams 12 5-star near Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC. The air quality is not looking great for most of Colorado today. The Front Range from Fort Collins down to Pueblo can expect smoke all afternoon. Meanwhile, Grand Junction will see haze and then really strong smoke as the day goes on. Stay safe.